The Ducks. Bruce Boudreau is into the conference final for the first time in his career. Meanwhile, the Chicago Blackhawks, it's like it's an annual rite of passage for them recently as they are back into the Final Four. The Ducks and the Hawks will get going this weekend as we go around the NHL, brought to you by CycleWorks. The XP sales event continues on now. Stop in. Two locations, Highway 16 and 60 in Atchison, 75th Street, North of Roper Road, and reserve your machine today. That's CycleWorks. Josh Brewster, postgame host for the Ducks, joins us. Josh, both teams will be well-rested heading into to this series. I want to start first, I guess, Corey Perry. Everybody saw the hit in that game. He comes back, of course, ends up scoring. But sometimes, you know, after the adrenaline wears off, there's some concerns. What's the latest update? How's he looked in practice for Perry?
Well, certainly, you know, he missed practice the other day. I was not down in Anaheim today. But, you know, he'll be out there if he's even 50%. So he'll never let on what's really happening. But he'll be out there on Sunday to play. And you won't find out till after the postseason what the real nature of it was. But, you know, he'd have to be in the hospital for him not to play.
Give us your take on the Ducks in the sense of a wear and tear at sort of the halfway mark of the playoffs. You know, you can look at a sweep and go, well, it was easy, and it's not always easy. You know, they've beat a big, strong team. They've beat a determined, overmatched team. Where are the Ducks health-wise and rest-wise outside of Perry?
Well, you know, they've been fortunate enough to have their health, and they're still scratching Jiří Sikáč, Emerson Edom, sometimes Thomas Fleischman. And the big surprise, of course, is the scratch of James Wisniewski in favor of Simone Dupré. You know, so thus far, knock wood, the Ducks have done pretty well in terms of their health. They've also, you know, they've got a GM who's stocked the cupboard with, you know, guys who are, will raise some eyebrows when they're scratched, but you can only play so many guys. The Ducks, there's really nothing easy about beating the Jets or the Flames. Some of these series, even short ones, can be tightly drawn, you know, and aside from that 6-1 game, the Flames were very much in, obviously, all the other games. I think the one thing that when you feel that urgency and you have the right mentality and you say, look, we're going to polish these guys off. They're not going to come back on us and make us travel back there again, et cetera. You do earn that rest. And you know, after an 82-game regular season, I don't think there's any such thing as rust. I can't imagine that any hockey player right now couldn't use as many days off as possible. And the playoffs is such a war that, you know, I'm sure once the curtain goes up, Game 1 Anaheim Sunday afternoon, you're not going to have to do anything to get the Blackhawks or the Ducks pumped up. So I think they've earned their rest. They certainly had the right mentality in the first two rounds, and it paid a dividend.
Speaking of James Wisniewski, you know, they bring him in thinking, I'm assuming they thought he would at least be in their top six. Why did he fall out of favor so fast? And with 5.5 cap hit, what do you think his future is in Anaheim?
Well, you know, I think he'll still get a crack at it, although he does kind of become trade bait. One piece at a time here. If you go into the playoffs, toward the end of the regular season, he committed a few mistakes toward the last few games. And so when the club gave Simone Dupré a shot, when Boudreau gave Simone Dupré a shot at the beginning of the playoffs, and it worked out real well with Cam Fowler right off the bat, it's just one of those strange situations where a guy who makes what Wisniewski makes is going to have to take a seat. But, you know, Murray's predecessor, Brian Burke, was very much this way too. You know, I got to have 8-9 defensemen, good ones, legitimate ones. Not, you know, my 7, 8, and 9 can't be some, you know, AHL guy who is looking to make a name for himself. It can't be that way. And in the end, the playoffs are such a grind that, you know, knock wood, it hopefully doesn't happen. But if one of the Ducks defensemen does get hurt, you can be sure Wisniewski will be the first one in. As far as his future goes in Anaheim, I think you take a look at how the season begins. I don't think anyone will be clamoring to pick up Wisniewski. But as the season begins, he can remake a name for himself and kind of get back on track. And if he can show that he's back on track, then he's an asset for the organization, whether they keep him or not.
Curious to get your take on that Chicago defense. They lost Michael Roosevelt with that awful ankle injury. Do you just expect a steady diet of Keith and Seabrook and Jalmerson and Odoya? Is that
yeah.
the way that you expect it to go?
Yeah, I know that David Rundblad is going to go in for Roosevelt, but you know, you touch on an important point. You know, this could go either way. At the end of this series, either we'll be talking about how the Ducks really could take it to those top four guys and wear them down, or we'll be talking about what a Herculean effort it was and how fantastic they are. Could go either way. You know, I seem to remember when we had last time the Ducks won a cup, when we had Pronger and Niedermeyer pulling, you know, 27, 28 minutes a night and leaning very heavily on a top four rather than a top six. You know, all you could do is say, hey, the Ducks are champs. This could go either way, but I will tell you this, that is the opportunity for the Ducks. The opportunity for the Ducks is to get in real hard on Keith and Seabrook and Chalmerson and Oduya, and I think that one crack in the seam the Ducks might be able to find is I think that Cam Fowler, Hampus Lindholm, and Sammy Vatanen, who've all been trained at the feet of Scott Niedermeyer now for a couple of years, they, with a good forecheck, they could really be the big difference in this series because the Ducks are by far leading the league in goals and points by defensemen in the playoffs. They're way ahead of anybody who's still left. And I look at those three guys, especially Fowler, who's really, really picked his game up in this playoffs. That might be the crack in the seam. But as far as the top four of the Blackhawks go, they've got to be looking at that as a key thing if they can pull that off. If they can step that hard on those four guys and they can advance, then that'll be a big story for the Blackhawks for sure.
Josh Brewster joins us from Anaheim. Of those young Duck defensemen, which one do you think is the best right now?
Cam Fowler, simply by virtue of his experience. I don't think Cam Fowler really liked what happened in the Kings series last year. He wasn't that great. Hampus Lindholm is really becoming something. I mean, when you talk about a guy who I think has the best plus-minus of any defenseman in the league, except for maybe one or two in the last since he entered the league, it's pretty significant. I only put so much faith in plus-minus, but in the extremes, I do like that stat. Lindholm's playing well positionally. Vatanen is a guy who you really, really can get excited about because this is a guy who does not mind pinching in at any time. He's got Clayton Stoner back there covering in the physical department and in the stay-at-home department. So Vatanen is a real sexy choice for a guy who could really break through and give the Chicago Blackhawks fits. But overall, and it's hard to believe he's 380 games into his career, but Cam Fowler at 23 is now in his fifth season, and I think the experience is really really in his favor. I think he's becoming much more of a leader out there, you know, just behind Beauchemin.
Josh, they're going to need that experience. Let's not forget about Chicago's forwards. You know, Perry's been terrific for you guys and Getzlaff as well, but for my money, there's not a more electrifying guy right now than Patrick Kane. Then you got Taves, and you go down the list. There's a lot of firepower there, and that D of Anaheim is going to be tested as well.
Oh, there's simply no question about it. I mean, Patrick Kane can basically do whatever he wants with that puck, and he's really now entering the prime of his career, which is scary that there's probably bigger and better things even going to come from him. Hossa is a force at both ends of the rink, but it's certainly in the shooting department. And, you know, we can list all these guys, but basically it boils down to this. The Chicago Blackhawks are not going to be stuck on the perimeter, okay? They're not going to be cruising around the perimeter of the ice hoping that maybe they'll get to the slot. Everything about what they do is centered about getting down low and getting a lot of shots. And when you add the Taves and Canes and all these guys, that's really substantial. And I mean, you know, the Ducks are going to have to get more from Kyle Palmieri. They got to get continued production from Bolesky and Kessler and Andrew Cogliano, who I think has been absolutely fantastic. Cogliano and Rickard Rakell, who's starting to bring a big guy's game. I mean, you're really going to have to show that you have a top nine in this series to win this series. And you might have to come damn close to really rolling four, but for sure, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's going to really come down to, I mean, can Cogliano and Raquel add to whatever we would assume Perry and Getzlaff are doing? And, you know, you're right to point out, I wonder if Patrick Kane really might be the MVP of this league right now, because he's really an elite talent, and I certainly put him up there with Perry and Getzlaff, but there's that little element of danger in his shot that comes out quite often.
If Kane hadn't got injured, he might have won the Art Ross Trophy too. He was on pace for sure. Josh, enjoy the series. Should be a great one. Appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. All the best. I'll talk to you soon.